الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى ما بعد. Yesterday we completed Surah Al-A'raf and we started Surah Al-Anfal, which we're halfway through. The beginning of Surah Al-Anfal, it talks about the Battle of Badr. And as we know what happened in the Battle of Badr, which took place incidentally in Ramadan, the 17th of Ramadan, the Muslims, they were numbering 313, and the non-Muslims, the Kuffar, who were fighting them, they were three times more in number, fully armed and had all the weaponry, had horses and everything, whereas the Muslims who were fighting them, they had very little weaponry. Many were just resorting to taking sticks in their hands with hardly any horses and so on. So we know that ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Muslims victory in that battle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that incident, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ. That when you asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to that dua by saying that I'm going to help you by sending down angels, 1,000 angels, one after the other. So here Allah is saying that He's sending down His help. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying right after that, وَمَا جَعْلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ. This is only a good news for you. وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ بِهِ قُلُوبُكُمْ. And so that your hearts can be at ease. وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Help is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question is that the angels are coming down, people are seeing the angels coming down, and yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is at the same time, He's saying that help is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these angels that you see coming down in their thousands to help you, that is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is not what is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The purpose behind this is to make people aware that the asbab, any form of sabab that you take in this world, it is merely a sabab, meaning any kind of thing that you undertake or any kind of tool that you adopt to get something done, that is merely a tool for you, to assist you and to help you in getting something done. Even in this case, as we see, the angels are coming down, and yet still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negates the angels and says that the angels are not the help of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is different to that. The tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dictates that you even don't have yaqeen in those angels and don't even trust the angels. You put only your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something very, very unique and something very powerful. A common person would think, yes, the angels are coming down, that's the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah even negates that. وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. These angels that are being sent down, it is only for your peace of heart, so that at least you see something with your eyes and you get happy by seeing that. But really, the real help is only and directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so trust Him, don't even trust the angels that you see with your eyes. And a few ayahs later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Muslims after the victory is complete, and He says, فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ. You didn't destroy them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did it. To make sure, what happens is when people achieve something, they get within them a pride that yes, we did something and we've completed something, we've accomplished something. And to a certain degree, it's okay to have a certain level of pride. But when that pride turns into arrogance, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. So to put that pride down and take that pride away from the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded them that the help they achieved was only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during the course of the battle, the Prophet ﷺ was instructed to take a handful of dust and throw it in the direction of the non-Muslim army. And when he did this, the dust went into all of their eyes and they basically became blinded for a while, which helped the Muslims even more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. O Prophet of Allah, when you threw that dust, it wasn't you that was throwing it. You were merely the means of taking that dust and moving your hand. The one who actually did it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the one who threw it. Going back to the first point again, you know, the dust that you see that is being thrown, it looks like it's coming out from the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But true tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dictates that you always turn it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Allah is the one who helped. Allah is the one who assisted the Muslims in their very, very hard time. So this is something that we also need to adopt. True tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, we are supposed to take the asbab and we are supposed to use the tools that are at our disposal, but ultimately always keep in mind that the one who does everything and the one who controls everything is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can take medicines to cure our sickness, but the real cure is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can eat food to fill our stomach, but the real filling of the stomach is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This kind of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that we all need to strive for. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.